So I think that if a person is constipated and feels like he would like to relieve himself but he cannot, so long as his body is clean, meaning he's not emitting, he's not passing air, so then he's okay. The halacha records if a person can't control himself from passing air, or a person has diarrhea and he can't control himself, so then there are times when a person will not be able to daven, and he'll end up missing the time of prayer because he cannot keep his body clean. But so long as the problem is only that a person is constipated, so then so long as his body is clean, he's not passing air, he's not going to the bathroom, he may pray.
Is the question the fear that you'll go to the bathroom during the davening?
No. Halacha says that in an ideal sense, a person should not pray when he will be going to the bathroom within 72 minutes after prayer. Meaning, when a person stands to pray, he should clear himself so that he could focus on the prayer. And he shouldn't be in a state where he cannot focus on the prayer because he feels like he has to go to the bathroom. So that's why, ideally, we say a person should relieve himself before he prays, so that a person can focus on the prayer. If a person feels like he can relieve himself before prayer, then he should relieve himself, provided that he will make prayer on time, even if by relieving himself, he'll end up missing the ability to pray betzibur. It is more important to pray with a clean body, and a clean body is one who does not feel like he should be relieving himself. Now, if a person feels like he should be relieving himself but can't contain himself for 72 minutes, so then we say that in the ideal state, he should relieve himself and then go to the bath and then pray, even if it will be at the expense of davening with minyan. But let's say he won't make it on time to daven at all, meaning the time of prayer is about to be over. Let's say he has to daven mincha, and in 5 minutes it's going to be sunset. And if he goes to the bathroom, he is going to miss the time when he could pray mincha. So then we say, if he could contain himself for 72 minutes, then he could pray and then go to the bathroom. He doesn't have to contain himself actually for 72 minutes. He has to be in a state where he could contain himself for 72 minutes. We say a person who could contain himself normally for 72 minutes, not that he's dancing around the room, but a person who could contain himself normally for 72 minutes isn't being that level of having to go to the bathroom doesn't deter one from being able to focus that much from prayer on his prayer. And that's why if a person doesn't have a choice, then he could pray in such a state. Provided he could contain himself for 72 minutes, then if he has no choice, then one prays that way. Sometimes a person is in the middle of a car ride. A person is on a plane or on a train, and there is no public bathroom, and he's not going to make it on time to daven Shmoneh Esrei. So he can't relieve himself, and if he feels he could contain himself for 72 minutes, then he'll have to pray in that state. What can you do? On this point or something else?